Okay, our next speaker is myself. My name is Kadunda. I'm from Institute for Advanced Learning and Research in Virginia. Actually, it's not advanced research. What I'm doing is applied research. Today, I will report my work on Oriental Lily somatic embryogenesis. Last year, I presented the Asiatic Lily tissue culture work. Okay, first let me have an introduce of the Institute for Advanced Learning Research. This is our facility, and this institute is founded by the state of Virginia, and the main mission is advanced learning. We have a learning education group specifically for training, and we have a group of biology specifically for research. We also have a biopolymer chemistry, and in the past time we even have a recent car group from Virginia Tech situated in this facility. Our mission mainly is improve the investment environment in the Southern Virginia, because in the past time this region mainly growing tobaccos. Now we try to introduce new technology, new crops for the our biology. We try to introduce new crops to this region for the farmers. My work today, I will mainly talk about the Oriental Lily tissue culture and regeneration. This is Oriental Lily. Oriental Lily is the most fragrant lily in lily family, and is very hardy and very easy to grow. And for me, I'm focused on micropropagation at present, regeneration system for present, and in the future we may work on in vitro mutation breeding. That's what we do. And there are three most important varieties here. One is a Stargazer, one is a Muscadet, and the second one is a Casablanca. Stargazer is a red, Muscadet is sparkling, and the Casablanca is pure white. The material I used is this here is a Muscadet, and we tried different explants. We tried bulb scale, we tried leaf stem, we tried leaf, and bulb scale response is the best. So we mainly use bulb scale tissue culture regeneration. How we know is somatic embryogenesis or organogenesis or other structures. Okay. For the tissue culture area, there are mainly two directions for regeneration. One is somatic embryogenesis. This is very promising for micropropagation. The other way is organogenesis. Also, some people call this advantageous shoot. Some scientists even say that, even propose there's a third way between somatic embryogenesis and organogenesis. But for me, I mean it supports the organogenesis and somatic embryogenesis. For this regeneration is somatic embryogenesis. Then I will explain why is somatic embryogenesis. This one is organogenesis. It is quite different from the first one. Okay, there's a here you can see the shoots, but there is no specific sheath. Yeah, like the leaf. Actually, this is regenerated from the bulb scale calyx. You can see the bulb scale is here, the yellow one is callus, and the shoes, leaf-like shoes, is regenerated from the callus. But the formal one, you can see the white dot is the somatic embryo, and also you can see the roots. But in the shoot, organogenesis, you cannot see any root. This is a from eye, you can see the difference. but you need a detailed historical work, and also, of course, some if you have more appearance, you can tell the difference between these two type of regeneration. Okay, this is the callus regeneration. The first one is Bob scale regeneration. Second one is Bob scale callus organogenesis. This is callus regeneration. You can see the yellowish structure is callus. This is a somatic embryogenesis. This is a somatic embryogenesis. Here you can see the roots. This is a difference. I didn't do the histological work, but I can tell the difference. This is a callus regeneration and callus regeneration. You can see here. For the somatic embryo, different with the advanced shoot, the somatic embryo will have a very typical structure similar to the zygote embryo. This is a very very clear compared to the shoot. And you can see here also the root part, root and the shoot part. This is very clear. And this is the direct regeneration from the Bob scale. This one you can see more clear. That's directly regenerated from the winded surface of the Bob scale. Root, shoot, root, shoot. You see? For the somatic embryogenesis, is a very good use. You can use in transformation, you can use as a mutation breeding material, because this is a very small embryo. We can use X-ray gamma ray, we can use a chemical reagent to induce mutant. These are very good material, basic material for mutation breeding. And the other direction is somatic embryo in the past maybe 10 years ago, it was very hard to produce the artificial seeds. Use somatic embryos. Mm-hmm. Artificial seeds also can produce from, some people use adventitious shoot to produce artificial seeds, but then for the shoot, artificial seeds, you need a very sophisticated rooting process. For the somatic embryos, they can plant directly in the soil and germinate just like a seed. We did produce artificial seeds from these somatic embryos. This is artificial seed. It's somatic embryos coated with alginate calcium. It's a coat structure. And for some of the plants, the germination is very difficult, and also germination needs the sterile condition. We try to germinate these artificial seeds in the normal condition, so we try to find the suitable way to germinate this seed. This will be germinated. Of course, this is germinated in the medium. We also germinate in the paper towel, just produce the humid, and then leave it in the dishes, put it in the growth chamber. They also can germinate. That's no problem for them. Germination very good for this artificial seeds, really artificial seeds. Here, after germination, we just planted in the peat moss plugs from your company. And here you can see here, you can still see some of the coating, artificial coat. Yeah, germination is very good, also very good. Now, the main reason for the artificial seed we need to take care of is contamination, because the coating material, sometimes we need add some medium. The medium include the sugar, then we'll attract the bacteria, fungus to grow. Is very easy to contaminate. We need to control the contaminant. Of course, we can add the fungicide or pesticide to to the medium, to the coating material to control the contamination. This way, we can actually produce the usable artificial seeds. These plants from artificial seeds grows very good, and for this plant, it is you can flowering in 2 years. Is the flowering of the muscadate. Yeah, we have a detailed study of the muscadate oriental lily. Grows very good. It's this way we can produce a lot very good plant. This is in the flowering in the greenhouse. Very good bouquet. I don't like the smell. Smell is too strong. Some people like the for me, it's too strong. One flower for this room, you can feel the strong smell. Yeah, scent is not smell. Okay, and also because I'm mainly focused on the lily tissue culture regeneration, each year we introduce new plants, new lily varieties to genotypes to our research. This one is orange pet. Orange pet, this is one flower stem, is one bouquet. It's one flower stem, one bouquet. And also some attractive Asiatic hybrids. Each year we will introduce some in our research. Yeah, for other cut flowers, I'm presently worked on Asiatic lily. I already reported last year in California, and we also work on tuberose. Tuberose is a very good cut flower. We want to establish the tuberose tissue culture system, and we want to produce the mutation breeding to induce the dwarf tuberose. Now tuberose is a cut flower, field cut flower. We want to change it to a pot flower. It's a very good ornamental plant. And also we work on Iceland poppy. Iceland poppy is a very good cut flower. The flower is very attractive, but we don't have the pure flower seed. This is a hybrid seed, and also I talked with a company, there's no seeds anymore. No seeds from the breeder, no seed for pure flower, for this specific Icelandic poppy. We try to keep this genetic resources by using tissue culture. Yeah, each year we different lilies we use here. And this is our the farm we worked with. This is a tuberose farm. It grew very good here. Other plants I'm presently work on is we work on Rex begonia, leaf begonia, and different colors. These are very beautiful indoor plant. And we also do tissue culture of Andrew's trumpet. It's a very good plant. Yeah, this is our technicians, the farmers, the gardens we work with. As that, I like to take questions. No question? Thank you.